This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Nikki Bishop for the Children of Aging Parents Support Group in Litchfield. Nikki, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
Doing great, Tobin. Thanks for having me.
And we are here to talk about a new project that you are kind of leading, and that is the Children of Aging Parents Support Group, or CAPS. Tell me a little bit about this group and what this is.
This program was started back in 1977 with two professional women that were looking for help with their elderly parents and just needed some support in their community and found that there really wasn't anything available. So they worked together to form these support groups. And as many years later, they have groups throughout the United States. There's not too many in Illinois. And when I started working in my current position, I thought that there was a definite need for this area. It seems like we talk to a lot of people, they don't understand what it really a caregiver role is. They think that that's just their duty to take care of their parents, their neighbors, which it is a wonderful duty and very honorable one, but you don't realize how much stress the caregivers really take upon themselves to do this. And they don't realize it either. You see a lot of statistics that say caregivers are pass away before the people they're taking care of, and we see that a lot with my line of work. And so I really had a passion for this, wanted to bring this to our community. So we joined the group, and it is, again, CAPS. It's out of a group from Philadelphia, and it's Contact Greater Philadelphia. They have a website that you can go to and get some more information. And so we started it back in September, had an open house, and you can have anywhere from two people there to 20. It just depends on what the event is, how you put it throughout the community, and it's Montgomery, Macoupin County. Anyone is welcome to come. And we meet on the fourth Tuesday of every month at Evergreen Place at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we meet sometimes for an hour, 2 hours. And the goal is to make sure that people get resources, but also be able to come there and share their concerns about their family members or their neighbor of what they can do and see if they can just get a better perspective on things.
So this is kind of like if you're dealing with, let's say, an Alzheimer's patient, they can go to one of your meetings and talk with another individual that may be there that's dealing with the same thing and kind of pick each other's brains and find out a resolution to whatever they're dealing with?
Yes, I think that's one thing that we find out is you think you're all alone, and once you start talking to some different people, you know that the problem's not going to go away, but at least you do know that there somebody else out there is having the same situation that you are, and you can learn how to deal with some of those problems. One of the things that we do is go through stress busters and try to give them some ideas and some things to do. We've got a lot of resources that show, again, if you've got some resources in the county that you can do, like respite care, or if there's some home health agencies that can come out and help you. There's a lot of resources out there that at least gives you a break. If you just want to leave and go for a walk, or you want to go to the grocery store, at least you know mom or dad or your neighbor's taken care of. And I think people don't know those resources are out there, or think, gee, I don't qualify. Either I don't have enough money, or we make too much money. But there's always something out there to help you. And then you can feel like, okay, I can go on another day, I can help out. And sometimes it's too much where you need to look for other resources. And I think that's with where we're working with Evergreen and Heritage Manor, is that we come along with a lot of families who just don't know what to do. And we want them to be home as long as they can, but we want to make sure that people know the resources are out there. And so you've got to make sure that they are in the right place to be safe. And we try to work a lot with Montgomery County Health Department and make sure we're taking care of everybody in the group as well, to make sure we're giving the right resources.
I could see this being a useful tip if you have a parent or whatever that's in bad situations, where you're at that line where is assisted living a best alternative, or should we keep the individual at home? At least talk it through. This would be, very helpful in for maybe trying to make that decision, because that's a very tough decision for some people.
It's very hard for people. There's a lot of emotions involved, and I think that's one thing that this group can help, is there's a lot of guilt. Your mother took care of her mother for years, or her father, and all of a sudden you're in a situation where you can't do that. You're still working. Maybe your health is bad. And so there's a lot of guilt involved, feeling like you can't do what your mother maybe thinks you should, or your father. And so they have to work through that. This group helps them to do that. There's resources in the community. There's, again, like you said, it's one of those things where people, they may not be ready for a nursing home, but they may need something like assisted supported living. So we want to make sure that we have resources like that wherever they live. We want to make sure if they're in Hillsboro that they want to stay in their community, they can do that, or in Gillespie or Carlinville. We just want to make sure they know that they have resources available, because it's very hard to be a caregiver, and you've got to get the word out, and I appreciate you having me here today, because a lot of people don't see themselves as a caregiver. It's just a role. They don't understand it until maybe it's too late that their health is failing. And so we want to make sure people know to come get the help, just as there is many other support groups out there. But this is one role that I think is kind of a hidden problem out there that people don't see.
What's the demographic for these meetings that you're trying to, is it the mid to mid-20s, mid-30s who have parents, let's say in their 70s, 80s? What group are we looking at here?
I think that's right, Tobin, because we've got a lot of people who, even if your parents are at home, you may not realize if you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you might think, well, mom and dad are fine. They're at home. I do a few things here or there. But if you have a busy life and you're taking care of your children, there's some stresses in doing that. And again, it's an honorable duty, and you should be helping as much as you can. But sometimes to be able to know that you have support out there and know that, well, this is getting too much, or my mom and dad are failing in this area and I need some more support, I need some respite care, I need some home health, whatever it may be. There's other resources that come in a couple times a day to help. So that's a good age range. And then even if when they have people in assisted living, supported living, there's still people that come to the group because they're still battling those challenges. Maybe the parents are leaning on them saying, well, I don't really need to be here. Or if they're nursing home, they don't know them. And just being able to deal with those emotions and have support from your fellow community members really means a lot. I think they just know they're not alone.
Since this began locally back in September, mm-hmm. how many has this been well received?
I think it has. We had about 12 people show up our first meeting, and it's stayed consistently through the last couple months. Christmas time, we weren't for sure how many would show up. So we have another one this month, and we'd appreciate anybody to come out if they need support, just to find out about it. It's one of those things where you may, another facilitator that's of another home was talking to me a little bit about it, and she said you may get two or three and you may get a bunch. Just depends on what their month is like. I have a few people that try to come, and then they say, oh, mom and dad needed me that evening. So it's one of those things where it's, you've got to know that you can come and go as you please throughout the meetings. There's no big set agenda. We try to have some topics and some helpful resources, but it's something where you can come and go. But we do encourage you to try to come every month, because it's something that I think can relieve a lot of stress for people. At least let them know they're not alone. And if there's new resources each month that we have from the association, we can make sure that we provide them for them.
I was going to ask about the meeting. Is there like a set agenda for the meetings, or is this pretty much open discussion where you have one person bring up a topic and then if someone can add to it, take it from there?
Yeah, about every other month we do an agenda. This month we're going to do some resources for the stresses in your lives, and try to think of some funny things that we can do, and we've got some handouts that we try to do. And then like the next month we just have a discussion just amongst everybody, and they kind of bring up the topics. We kind of leave it as is, how the group feels, if they really want some great topics they want to talk about. But as they get there, they mesh so well together and start talking to each other that we just kind of, you keep somebody on task that's not there to bash whether to be a doctor or where they're staying at the time. We don't sit there and let them talk about anything negative. It's just more of trying to talk about their family members and try to get them help that way.
Nikki Bishop is our guest. And as we come to a close, Nikki, let's give the dates for these meetings and locations one more time, and information on a number to call if they need any more help about this, a number that they can call.
Okay. Again, it's the Children of Aging Parents Support Group, other word known as CAPS, and it meets on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. at Evergreen Place in Litchfield. And if you're interested in coming, just give me a call at 217-556-5728. Or you can call Evergreen Place at 217-324-1500 and just let them know you'll be coming to the meeting. If you don't happen to call and show up, that's fine too, but we just like to get an idea of how many people are coming. But we encourage anybody to come out, just see what it's like. But know that if you're out there taking care of somebody and you think, oh, I'm doing my job, I'm just fine, it does help to at least be able to lean on somebody and know you're not alone.
Nikki, it's always a pleasure. And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Nikki Bishop for the Children of Aging Parents Support Group in Litchfield. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Toba Dott.